it's the signature on a bourbon barrel, the ancient footprints in Mammoth Cave. Heritage science is all around us. Now it's here at the University of Kentucky, thanks to a new $14 million National Science Foundation grant. And UK computer scientist Brent Seals is at the helm. Over the last 20 years, he's gained international recognition for his work to virtually unwrap and read damaged ancient artifacts.
At one point, we were able to collect data around a scroll from Israel that had never been read before and was too fragile ever to be opened.
Now, Seals is expanding the scope of his research.
The context of this work has created for me an opportunity to be able to expand from that very focused question of, can we read what's inside a scroll, to this broader question of, what are the heritage science problems that are available right here in Kentucky, and what kind of equipment could we assemble here at the University of Kentucky to build that infrastructure, rally some of the best professors and researchers here around that theme, and begin to build a world-class laboratory that allows us to pose and then answer some of those questions.
Seals is bringing together a team of engineers and anthropologists to build a Deuce Lab, UK's vision of next-generation heritage science.
We're building this infrastructure for the community. It's going to function as a user facility. And what's really important about that is that we're bridging what we think is a big gap across the country geographically.
A Deuce Lab will have a home base in UK's Webb Museum, located on Export Street in Lexington. From gold standard technology to a mobile lab, which will assist in collecting data on the road, the entire project will help us better understand how heritage objects are made, ultimately showing the world what is possible at the University of and for Kentucky.
We're in a time now where our cultural heritage is the key to understanding and embracing our diversity. So focusing on heritage science can be very much, I think, a key to unlocking in a positive way how that heritage can help us understand each other, collaborate together, and shape our future.
For UK at the Half, I'm Lindsay Piercy.